All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting, because tonight is their monthly meeting for this month, will be on October 18th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, I figured maybe there might be a couple traveling home that would check in. Maybe the meeting could be running long, too. So I tell you what, I'm the only one on Echolink at this point. So I'll say this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening. A very good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. N2PFM. Good evening. WA2U.
I've grabbed a radio really quick. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular members and guests. We have a check-in of N2PFM. Come now, please.
Yes, you also have WA2U in there also. Can I ask to meet? Oh, good evening, everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here on the mountainside in Watson of 64 degrees. Temperature range today was 57 to 76. And I had a very productive day doing stuff around the house here and all. And things are looking better, and I'm feeling better. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s, and hope everyone's doing well. And two, PFM clear.
Okay, thanks, George. Yeah, maybe I may have accidentally stepped on John, so WA2U, go ahead. The floor is yours.
WA2U, well, good evening to you, George. Good evening to you, Kevin James, and anyone else that might be monitoring this evening. 60 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. 6-0. So as usual, we're chillier than other people. That's okay. All is fine with Kathy and I. We had company this afternoon for a few hours, which was nice, and got my gym workout in. Today was the weight machine day, weight day. Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday are weight days, or other days are aerobic days, but I think I don't know what the temperature was. It wasn't that bad. It was about 74 degrees one time I think I looked at it. I don't know how cool it got. But for September 20th, 60 degrees is incredible. I guess I hear reports that some of the leaves are changing, and it's not due to temperature, it's due to the amount of light, evidently. So says one of the local TV stations. But outside of that, not a lot going on. I guess what an inversion we got going. I can hear the Rochester repeater underneath this repeater. I've got this radio on full squelch. Anyway, the Remsen Bond Fest is coming up this weekend. that's Saturday and Sunday. I guess it starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I'm not sure what happens on Sunday. So if you have nothing to do and you're going up north and you want to drive through Remsen, that's not going to happen. But been through it a couple times. I'm not sure if we're going this year, but that sounds like quite the event. There's a few Hamfests coming up. I think there's a Hamfest in Elmira. And I believe the talking frequency is 147.360, although I do not have the PL memorized. I don't know if it's in this radio or not, but you can go to your handy-dandy ARRL repeater directory and find it out. So that's coming up this weekend. So you can go to the Hamfest, or you can go to the Remsen Bonfest, or if you feel like traveling, you can go to the RV show out in Syracuse at the State Fairgrounds. I guess they had quite a bit of water. The water was up to some of the axles on some of the motorhomes and RVs. So, a lot of new things over there, but they still had issues with the water, so I guess that's all taken care of. Turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and we'll say good evening to everyone. WA to you. Back to net.
All right, yeah, John, I'll tell you what, it's a pretty nice evening down here in Oneonta. I just took Brutus the Wonder Mutt out for his evening stroll. And earlier today, actually, we did a little walk about three blocks from my house to the post office. And, boy, I'll tell you what, once that fog burned off, that temperature just skyrocketed. I mean, we went from, I want to say, the upper 50s, low 60s, right into the low 80s, which I was like, wow, that is pretty impressive. I've got 68 degrees right now with clear skies. Basically, it's humid. You can actually see that humidity in the air. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, all right, I'll throw another call out. This is KD2FPM, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please. All right, I'm assuming they may be still in that meeting because tonight is the meeting night for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club. And next month's meeting, so those that are listening even on their scanners, if they'd like to attend, like it says, you do not need a radio license to attend the meeting, will be on the third Tuesday, which will be October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. So one of these days, I'm hoping I'll be back up that way again. And my apologies for not being able to get up there. In fact, it was a year ago on this particular meeting night that I was able to introduce myself to the crew. So very appreciative and whatnot, so of being able to join the guys. All right, like I said, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And tell you what, we'll open the floor up for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Come now, please.
WA to you with a comment.
All right, Neck recognizes WA to you. John, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, I say that, you know, Kathy's in Learning, but ladies and gentlemen are... gentlemen, ladies, or whatever. I don't know how many ladies are in the club, but anyways, I think we got a high of 78.8 here. I just checked the min max with that, 78.8, so that's what it looks like it's got up to. And I don't know, Kevin James, is there at the meeting. My guess would be 60 degrees. I don't know. My vote is as we used to call it, the local malt shop, or some places I went to meetings, they'd stop at the favorite coffee and donut shop, but who knows? WATU back to net 73.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, last night, our group, we get out, we hit one of the local eateries here, and enjoy a quick snack. But I always keep an HT close by because, you know, I like to check in at least on the Octane to say hello to the group there. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, just some interesting news. Like I said, we had our meeting here with the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club, and we had a VE session, and we have a new ham. He just passed his test. Another one, kind of took his time like me, but he'll hopefully be on the air at some point within the next, oh, I'm going to say probably week and a half, 2 weeks, because licensing actually goes much quicker than it used to by snail mail. So once you get that call sign, then you're good to go. We're going to hook him up with at least an HT to get him on the air to get him rolling, so that'll be kind of nice. Yeah, Chris Vance, he's been a CD man down here for years. He used to go by the name of Cowcatcher. I used to talk to him all the time, and I kept telling him, jump in and get your ham license. Well, he did. So hopefully one of these days we'll welcome him aboard here up on the Boonville net, too. So, all right, still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come down, please. Well, John, I think you may be right. They may have hit some local eatery and are enjoying a good snack and some conversation. But, you know, like you said, on a nice night like this, I couldn't blame them. I know there's a nice dairy shop. I want to say south on 12, 8 and 12, if I'm thinking right. I can't think of the name of it. It's right on the corner because my friend that actually works over at Marino's Pizza, that's where she and her husband live. I know if Ray was listening, he'd know exactly what he was talking about. I have yet to stop to that place, as I've been told it's pretty decent there. So, all right, I'll throw another call out just to see if we might have any late stragglers. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
I know I sound, but the past info.
All right, Net recognizes WTA to you. John, go ahead with your info.
Well, there is a business up on Route 12. It's been there for 50-some-odd years called the Cayuga Drive-In, and they do breakfasts, and they're open until like 10 o'clock at night, but that's... There's the Cayuga Drive-In up there. Of course, Remsen has got the soda fountain. There's used to be Horn's restaurant down there. There's a number of different places, but when you get up in that area, as I said, a very popular place is Cayuga Drive-In. WATU, back to that.
Okay, yeah, that does sound like a name. It's like I said, I knew it was something kind of odd to me as a name-wise. And it'd be on the left-hand side, if I'm not mistaken, if you're heading south towards Utica. So hopefully I got that right, John. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll back out and wait for you.
You are correct, WATU.
Okay, yeah. Actually, you know, one of these days, I'd like to find a place that makes a good old-fashioned malt shake because, my gosh, I mean, I hate to say it here in Oneonta, we used to have some neat places. We used to have a Woolworths, and it had a snack bar, and you could actually get, you know, pretty much anything malted or just a regular shake or whatever, but unfortunately, when these places kind of closed up over the years, so went the classic neat food items that were available here, and now it's either burgers and fries or breaded chicken and, you know, whatever. So it's like, ah, shoot, you know, we lost out on a lot of good stuff over the years. But all right, I'll throw one more call out there. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Yeah, I was going to say, George and John, you probably could tell what I've been doing. I'm trying to stall for time to see if maybe somebody might come in. So, but, yeah, I don't want to hold things up too much longer in case, you know, someone else would like to use the repeater for other things. So I'll make this the final call. For any other comments, queries, or late check-ins, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Final call. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 21:17. I just waited for it to strike across the top of the minute there for me. So 21:17 local time is our closing time, and we'll return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, N2PFM George and WA2U John. You guys kept the net alive tonight. Don't forget, like I said, those that are listening out there, October 18th will be the next Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Skyway Street in Boonville, New York. You do not need a license to attend. And as I always say, you know, the water's warm. Come on, get your license and jump in and hang out with us. We always love to chat with new people. All right, I tell you what, I'm going to head on out of here and give Brutus the Wonder Mutt another dog yum for the night. All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, Kevin James. WA2 clear, 7-3.
Yeah, no problem, John. I appreciate it. I have fun doing this, too, on the side, so it gives me something to look forward to. All right, you guys take care. Say hello to Kathy. KD2FPM will be clear, 7-3.
KBQ-KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon looking for stations to check in. Stations, come now, please. This is KBQ-KOJ for Octon. Okay, I'll make this the final call for Octon for stations with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. Ray, thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it, and I'll say 7-3 to you, and take care. Good to hear you. KB2KOJ, Claire.
KC2HGS is clear.